and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This week, our listener suggestion comes from an awesome review we recently received. Reviews mean so much to us and to other podcasts. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, or any other podcast for that matter, please consider taking a minute or two to leave a review for the podcasts you love. I promise you that it will make our day. Also, feel free to suggest a topic in any review you leave for Curious Kid Podcast so we can get curious for you.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Please be curious about video games. I love this podcast and I listen to it every free second I get. Thank you so much. You're the best. Keep it up, from Justin.
Thank you so much for the 5-star review, Justin. We are getting curious about video games this week for you.
Thanks so much, Justin. Olivia and I love video games, and we can't wait to learn more about them. Before we do, I just wanted to let everyone know something about the reviews we receive. When we get a review, it's impossible for us to get right back to you and say thanks. We aren't able to reply to reviews. If you take the time to leave a review for Curious Kid Podcast, please send an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com to let us know who you are. We would love to say thank you and even give you early access to an upcoming episode. Justin was amazing enough to leave his name in the review, so a big thank you to Justin. If you are listening to this episode, Justin, please email us so we can thank you for the tremendous support. So video games have been around since before I was born, but it just so happens that it was around the time I was Olivia's age, all the way back in 1988, that I fell in love with video games. Today, we are going to learn about the history of video games and some really interesting facts about the video games we know and love. Okay, Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the name of the main villain in the Mario games?
Okay, he's a giant turtle that walks on 2 feet. His turtle shell has spikes on it. His teeth are super big and sharp. He has red eyes and red hair. Do you know his name? While you are thinking of the answer, let's go back in time to learn about the invention of video games.
Ralph Baer thought of the idea of video games all the way back in 1966.
That's 55 years ago. He actually had the idea to play video games on television, something that hadn't been done yet. He came up with the idea while waiting for someone at a bus station in New York City.
In 1972, Ralph Baer's idea led to a game system called Odyssey.
Odyssey was made by a company called Magnavox. It wasn't a big hit. It was sold for $100, which is well over $600 today. It also wasn't compatible with lots of TV sets available at the time. They offered the Odyssey for $50 to anyone who also bought a Magnavox television in an attempt to get more people to buy the console. But it just didn't work. Only 350,000 units were sold worldwide, and Magnavox stopped making the Odyssey in 1975, just 3 years after it appeared.
Arcade games became a big hit in the early 1970s with the release of the game called Pong.
As the name suggests, Pong is an arcade game that resembled a game of ping pong. It was made by a company called Atari, and it quickly became the most popular arcade game of the early 70s. Even though Pong is very simple and the graphics are dull, it's totally fun and addicting.
The Atari became the first successful game system in the year 1977.
It was called the Atari 2600. Unlike the unsuccessful Magnavox Odyssey, the Atari 2600 stuck around for 15 years and sold about 30 million units. Atari had lots of very popular games, including Space Invaders, Missile Command, Asteroids, Pitfall, and of course, Pac-Man, which was the best-selling game on the Atari 2600.
I still love playing Pac-Man today. Did you know that pizza was the inspiration for Pac-Man?
Isn't that silly? The creator of Pac-Man, Toru Iwatani, got the idea for Pac-Man while he was eating pizza. He took a look at the shape of the pizza pie after he removed and started eating a slice, and the rest is history.
In the game Pac-Man, you control Pac-Man. Your job is to eat all the tiny round wafers on the screen while avoiding four colorful ghosts.
Even though it was created long ago, it's still a game you enjoy playing today.
In 1979, Mattel made a new console called the Intellivision.
That's right. Mattel, the toy-making company that has huge toys like Barbie, Hot Wheels, and Polly Pocket, created Intellivision. The controls and graphics of the Intellivision were better than the Atari 2600. It was the first gaming system that featured real-time human voices during gameplay. Intellivision was also a hit for people who were interested in playing sports games. A game called World Series Major League Baseball that was released in 1983 was a groundbreaking sports video game. It was the first game to have statistics using real historical baseball players. The ability to make player substitutions, play-by-play announcing, and the ability to save games. 3 million Intellivision consoles were sold.
A big thing happened for video games in the year you were born, 1981. My little brother Noah's favorite character made his first appearance, Mario!
We love Mario and all of the Mario games. Here's an interesting fact. The first game to feature Mario was called Donkey Kong.
And Donkey Kong is a gorilla, not a donkey.
If that's not confusing enough, check this out. In the game Donkey Kong, which came out in 1981, Mario wasn't called Mario. He was called Jumpman.
In the game, Donkey Kong rolls barrels at Jumpman. Jumpman has to jump over the barrels.
He has to avoid barrels and even fireballs while trying to rescue his girlfriend, Pauline, from scary Donkey Kong.
In 1984, the game Tetris was created by a Russian mathematician.
I absolutely love Tetris. As a kid, maybe a couple of years older than you, I would play Tetris for hours and hours.
In 1985, Nintendo released the Nintendo Entertainment System.
This was a game changer. In the mid-80s, the video game industry was in a slump. All of the older consoles, including the Odyssey, the Atari 2600, and Intellivision, were all well past their prime. That's when the Nintendo Entertainment System, or NES, came out, and people went crazy for it.
I love playing the original Super Mario Bros. Game.
That game came out in 1985, the same year as the Nintendo. It was so popular that it sold more than 40 million units. There are so many incredible Nintendo games that I could probably do a whole episode on the Nintendo games I played and loved in the 80s. Get ready, moms and dads, for the names I'm about to throw at you. Bases Loaded, DuckTales, Metroid, Punch-Out, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Excitebike, Dr. Mario, Tetris, The Legend of Zelda, Duck Hunt. The list goes on and on.
62 million Nintendo Entertainment Systems were sold worldwide.
And Nintendo wasn't done just yet. In 1989, they came out with a handheld video game system called the Game Boy. Even though there was another handheld video game system that Milton Bradley released a decade earlier, the Game Boy was much more popular because of the amazing games that could be played on it. Nintendo even gave out a free copy of Tetris with every Game Boy sold.
In 1991, Sega got into the mix and released Genesis.
The Sega Genesis was strong competition for the Nintendo Entertainment System and would go on to sell 31 million units. Of course, Sega looked for a fun character that people could associate with the Sega Genesis the same way that Nintendo had Mario.
Sega came up with Sonic, a speedy blue hedgehog. Sonic was a very popular character.
And just like Mario, you can still find Sonic in newer games being released in recent years.
In 1995, Sony got into the mix and released the popular PlayStation.
That was about a year after Sega released their new console, the Sega Saturn. The PlayStation was a big hit, and was being sold for $100 less than the Saturn. Also, Nintendo released the Nintendo 64 in 1996, which hurt the Sega Saturn even more. Sega stopped making video games in the year 2000.
That's right around the time Microsoft swooped in and released the first Xbox.
The original Xbox was released in 2001. Since its release, the Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox have been battling it out, with new video game consoles coming out every couple of years.
All three are doing really well and selling lots of consoles and video games.
You're not kidding. The Xbox One has sold over 50 million units since it came out 8 years ago. The PlayStation 4 has sold over 112 million units in the same amount of time. The Nintendo Switch, which has only been around for 4 years, has already sold about 70 million units.
The Nintendo Switch is amazing. There are so many great games you can play on your TV or handheld too.
My family has always been loyal to Nintendo, but I've loved playing so many different video games and lots of different consoles.
Today, there is over 1.1 million video games out there.
That's a whole lot. In the 35 or so years since I started playing video games, I'm sure I've played hundreds of them. Check out these amazing video game facts.
The Game Boy was the first video game system to be played in space.
Minecraft is the best-selling video game of all time, with 200 million copies sold and about 125 million active monthly users.
There's a man in Texas that has a video game collection that includes 20,139 video games.
He has video games for over 100 different devices. It took the Guinness Book of World Records 8 days to count all of his video games.
There's a high score in Pac-Man that no one can beat.
That's true, but good luck getting to that score. In 1999, Billy Mitchell scored 3,333,360 points, and that's when the game wouldn't add to his score. It took him 6 hours to get to that score.
The name Mario comes from the landlord of Nintendo's first warehouse.
That means that the man that owns the building where the first Nintendo warehouse was had the name Mario. His name was Mr. Mario Segale, and Super Mario was named after him.
When Mario hits and breaks bricks in his video games, he isn't breaking them with his head, he is punching them.
If you look really closely, you can see his fist pop out as he punches the bricks to break them. All right, it's time to answer the question of the week. Who is the nasty turtle that you have to defeat in almost all of the Mario games, usually to save the princess?
His name is Bowser, and he's a meanie.
That's true, and I've been trying to find ways to beat him for about 35 years now. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 141, on video games.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Justin, for the super-duper topic suggestion. If there is something you are curious about, leave a review for Curious Kid Podcast on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, so we can get curious for you very soon. Next week, we are going to get curious about sharks for a listener in Oxford, Pennsylvania. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.